on down the mine. Hello, Pittsburgh, steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I want to thank all of the people who are out working today, trying to make that living, knowing that, oh, you know, you're working all the way through May, or all the way through, well, yeah, I think it is almost May now, just to pay taxes. Everything after that, well, then that's when the county and the city and the, you know, everybody else comes after you for those fees. Good stuff. Good stuff. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Proudly being heard in Smith and Mason Valley on 92.3 FM. 884-9910 are the talk lines. If you'd like to call in and discuss something, get something off of your mind, get something off of your chest, you know, it's, hey, this is almost like therapy for you. It's a way for you to vent and let your voice be heard. And, I got an email here from Paul Jackson that I'm going to be going into here. That it just, I'm really disheartened about this. And this is my Republican Party. And I'm so disappointed that this is happening. I just don't know what to do. So I'm going to share it with you and see what you have to say. Maybe you can soothe me. I don't know. Monica at 991fmtalk.com, like so many people already know. I have a friend from, Barney, where the heck are you from? Fallon? Fernley? Dayton? I got so many friends out there keeping track of everything for me. It just, I lose track. Well, Barney's going to be calling. He is also a member of the Recall Sisolak, but he's watching what the legislature is doing right now, and they're having some meetings and they're having some talks. And let me tell you, you are not going to be happy with the subjects. Why did I get involved with the Recall Sisolak rally? Mostly because of the red flag laws. But the other part is what they are working on now for the next legislative session just curls the hair everywhere on my body. And trust me, I have very straight hair. This is not my Nevada. This is not what I want represented. And they're already in talks and discussions for, drum roll please, state income tax. Well, we're just kicking it around. We're just talking about it. It's not like it's going to happen. Well, I think this, you know, this last session was a test run. Do we want to call it a test run? See how that's going to go? See how much they could push through? See if Sisolak could get away with passing bills that go one, not virtually, but literally against Article 4, the two-thirds majority vote to pass any taxes? I think it was a test run to see if they could get through that and to see if people would pick up on the fact that, they did it one way blatantly, and then they did it one way where you really had to look at what's going on. Blatantly, they did it with sunsetting the commerce tax. Oh, we'll just keep this for education. Yeah, love that. But they were missing one vote. But they did it anyway. Now, the way they did it hidden, that NPRI had to get involved, was through AB 458. See, if you were a big institution, okay, the financial institutions, the mining business, and other employers that are required to pay an excise tax, that's the modified business tax, you were allowed to put a chunk of money into the Nevada Educational Choice Scholarship Program. And then that would actually, you know, keep you from having to pay that modified business tax or that amount of money, dollar for dollar. No, we can't have that. We want that money. So you don't get to put it into scholarship program now. You have to give it to us. But wait a minute. That wasn't approved by a two-thirds majority. They just changed that and passed it. That seems like taxation without representation to me. Just a thought. You want to find out more about that, contact NPRI.org. Go on to the legislative website. It's still there. AB 458. Let's go to the talk lines at 884-9910 and check in with Troy this morning. Hi, Troy. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I just have a little question. You said something about implementing a state income tax. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What about all the taxes that the casinos are paying so we don't have to pay the state income tax? And then all the money from the marijuana taxes, where exactly does that go? Or I should say, who does it go to?
Whoever they decide. You know, that's the problem. It doesn't matter that the casinos are paying all this tax and that we have, you know, the ability to live here nicely without a state income tax, because they want more. They're still in a deficit. They want a bigger budget. So how do they do that? How do they restructure things so they can get this money to fund the projects that they have put in place that are unfunded? How they can put more money towards education, because that's what they'll do. They'll say, but it's going for the kids. It's going for education. It's going to make Nevada a better place.
That's what I thought the marijuana tax was supposed to do. And then the last I heard, they had like $75 million from the taxes on the marijuana, but yet we still have to pay, you know, a 0.25% increase in sales tax to build a school.
Well, that's because Sisolak wanted two new luxury planes that he could fly around on. Because, you know, it's not just the planes. He's got to have pilots. He's got to have maintenance on those planes. The money is there. Okay? The money is there for what we need to live a beautiful life in a beautiful state. But there are people that just want a little bigger piece of the pie and want to live a little bit better than everybody else, Troy. And that, unfortunately, is our governor right now.
Yeah.
And he's being paid for by out-of-state money, so, you know, he could care less if we have a state income tax.
True. And about the red flag laws, aren't those unconstitutional and unenforceable?
They're unconstitutional, yes. So why do we have an issue of, you know, having a recall petition to go after Sisolak? Why do we have to get all of these sheriffs together to write a letter to say, you know what, we're not enforcing this stuff. Because they don't care. There are a lot of unconstitutional laws on the books, you know, like sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. Nobody cares about the Constitution anymore. Troy, that's why we have to fight back. You know, unfortunately, in talking with John Sarpolis from NPRI, that's what we have to do, is we have to sue. It's what the Senate Republicans are doing right now for that two-thirds majority vote. And you know what? Once again, that's our money. But it's what we have to do. And
you know, by a private citizen, because of the Constitution, isn't the government protected like that, to where they can't be sued by, the general population?
Yeah, that's why the Senate Republicans are going after them. And it depends. Okay. It depends on what it is, you know. And that's the wonderful thing about NPRI, is if you have a legitimate suit, they find you the legal help. They have the legal team. They find out, like, right now, you know, they're trying to sue for the teachers. They need a teacher to come forward and say, I want to opt out of the union and I want to be able to do it at any time. Well, to be able to change that, because it's by the union, there has to be a lawsuit. So we're looking for that teacher who is brave at heart to come forward and say, you know what, let's do it in my name. But until we have people doing that, Troy, it's just not going to happen.
Huh. I remember the ending to a movie. Nothing is going to change unless someone cares a whole lot.
Now, what movie was that?
That would be The Lorax.
I'm going to have to watch that.
It's a cartoon.
I know. I love furry little cartoon creatures and The Lorax, and I need to go watch that now, because that is
a furry little creatures in that movie. It's funny. But at the end, that's where it says, unless someone cares enough, nothing will change.
Yeah. And that is actually a great message to teach the kids.
Yeah.
So, Troy, I got to let you go. I hope I, you know, helped out with your questions, but it's true, Troy. Nothing is going to happen until we stand up and stop letting other peers, our bosses, our whatevers keep silencing us. And that's what they do. Thanks for the call, Troy. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open for you all day, 884-9910, or all day, sorry about that, 2 hours, that's pretty much my day, until 12 o'clock. We're going to kind of pause them at 11 because we have a very special guest joining us, and that is Corey Lewandowski. You might recognize the name. He served as the campaign manager for President Trump between 15 and 16 on his campaign to be our president. So stick around. We'll be back after this on 99.1 FM Talk. Just keep partying. You know, in a way, that's what the left wants you to keep doing. Just keep partying. Just keep going about your life. Just keep playing with the kids. You know, being in the backyard with the animals and having a great time and living your life and going on vacation and not watching what's happening. Not watching or paying attention to what's coming down the pike. I went to lunch with two just wonderful, amazing gentlemen yesterday, which was pretty funny because as I was sitting at a table with two gentlemen, across the room at the rotisserie was my husband sitting with two gentlemen having lunch as well. So when I walked out, I told the guys, I said, hey, it's only fair. He's at lunch with two guys. I'm going to be at lunch with two guys. So I can't wait for that to get turned around on me. But here it is. One of the gentlemen who has a child in school was talking about how his child came out and did something and used a term that we see as kind of derogatory. And it's also what a rooster is called, in front of him and his mom. And they were like, what? This is a young one. And they're like, what? Where did you learn that language? Where did you? It's school. It's one of the slang terms for, you know, and that's, they taught us all the slang terms for the, you know, anatomical, I don't know if he knew the word anatomical, but, you know, pieces of the body. He couldn't believe it. He didn't know about the SHARE program. That's what's happening when you don't pay attention. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Jane is on the line. Hi, Jane. What would you like to talk about?
Good good morning, Monica, and thank you so much for putting feet to the words that you speak yesterday by creating the Washoe County School District Facebook page of Rants and Raves. And being transparent about it, being a role model, you want transparency in the government, you're the role model for it. You stated that when you get emails, you send them to Paul D. White. And that's the kind of transparency we need, because we know that when we email, because this has happened to many of us, when we email legnv.gov or Legislative Bureau, or if we email Governor Sisolak, the only people who see those emails is a staff person. And so yeah. We don't even know that our information is getting there. I would like to make a comment about a comment you made yesterday. And the first time I listened to your show on KKFT, I disagreed with you, and then there were other comments you made. So I finally called in, said I do disagree with you, and you were gracious enough to let me have the time and let me know that that you're not dismissive of people that disagree with you. And
No, your opinion matters.
Well, I appreciate that, because my experiences are different than yours. The comment
exactly.
Comment you made yesterday was they don't listen when we talk to them during public comment. And that's not only Reno City Council, Washoe County School District, any other government agency. The reason for that is, and I do just want to ask you to at least consider this. They are listening, but an AGO came down. The AGO is an attorney general opinion. When the public in Nevada was crying out to its lawmakers, please listen to us, and the lawmakers wouldn't, public comment was injected into every government agenda so that we could have a voice. Now the payback for that is, well, they don't listen. Let me tell you, I do believe they are listening, but the AGO, the Attorney General opinion that's been passed down from Attorney General to Attorney General in the state of Nevada, is not to talk during public comment. That's why you see the Mayor Sheevy's turn and talk to the city manager. That's why you see Naomi get up and walk out. That's why you see Jenkins and a former city council member get up and walk out. They've been instructed not to talk during public comment. The only way you can get dialogue going during a public meeting is you have to find somebody on the panel that will sponsor you for an agenda item. And agenda items allow for discussion, questions and answers back and forth. However, I just want to suggest this precaution. Agenda items can be removed at the meeting. And this is another tool that our government agencies are using to keep, to stifle the public. But I really do.
It's interesting that you say that, Jane, because Paul White actually had an agenda item to speak to one of the homeless groups, and they were going to give him 15 minutes to speak. And the day of, they pulled it. When he was all ready to give his, you know, suggestions and actions towards the homeless population and the issues that we have here, it was like, finally, somebody will listen to me, because CHAB, the Community Homeless Advisory Board, won't listen to him. This other group helping out was going to, but who knows? Maybe they were pressured to knock him off the agenda or whatnot, but he has not been able to get back on since. So you are so 100% correct.
Thank you for bringing that up. We have been all through the state where these pushback tools are being used on us who want transparency in the government. Clark County has two public comment sections, one at the very beginning of their meeting and one at the very end of their meeting. Their meetings usually last an entire day. What they do is they poll their favorite agenda items and say, we're going to reorganize the agenda. This is at the start of the meeting. They poll the people that they want to hear from, that they're in favor of, that they're going to vote yes for, and put them at the top of the agenda, leaving a person to sit all day long in a meeting before public comment is heard. And then by then, they've gone in their back room. I've been in the back room. They go in the back room, have their feast that's all set out for them. It's usually catered by a local business, small business person. And they just leave, go get a sandwich to eat or whatever's presented to them for food. The point being is I appreciate you, Monica, for wanting transparency. We need to keep pushing back until we get it.
We do. Jane, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you so much. 884-9910, we are the home of Fox News, so we will take a quick Fox News break here, but we will be back with more of what you need to be talking about and what you need to be sharing with your friends as well on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah, yeah. Always something to talk about. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. I realized as I was coming to work this morning, as you usually do at this time, since it is Friday and you know the big event that's happening this weekend, there's actually been a death out at Burning Man. Yep. They just, yeah, they haven't... Haven't identified him yet. Actually, it's 33-year-old Shane Billingham, but they don't know where he's from yet, or they haven't released it, and they don't know what caused his death. I just saw a Burning Man car getting on the freeway as I was coming in and past two motorhomes. I was like, gosh, if you have a motorhome, you probably should have been out there by now. But that's just my thought. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with my good friend Barney this morning, 884-9910. Hello, sir. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Monica. How are you this morning?
I am great because I get to hear that smile in your voice. So Barney and I have been working together on the Recall Sisolak rallies and the whole Stand Up for Nevada. And Barney, actually, I wasn't able to attend the rally in Las Vegas. How did that go? Because that seems to be our biggest area that we have to break into.
It was very hot. The temperature at... rally time was 106 degrees, and we had a decent turnout, but because of the heat, I'm sure that it kept quite a few people away. But we got our word out, and it was a fantastic rally.
I am so glad to hear that. And, of course, at every rally that we have had so far, we have been able, because of generous donations, to give away a firearm, raffle off a firearm to help us raise money for the whole process of recalling Sisolak, because it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to do this. And that's why not one person is just going to come up and say, hey, here's the money you need, make it happen. That's why we have these rallies and we raise money. But how are other ways that people can donate to the whole process?
Well, on our Facebook pages, Stand Up Nevada, Stand Up Nevada, also our Recall Governor Sisolak page, we have a donate button in there that people can go directly to those sites, and they can donate to our cause. We do need donations. This is how we fund our advertising and our flyers, banners, billboards, and everything else that we need for the recall cause. We also need many, many volunteers and people to help out with our rallies throughout the 17 counties in Nevada.
There's so much to be done, Barney, and people think it can't be done. But we are doing it, and we every place we go, we pick up more people, and that's why, you know, that's why we're not putting the petition out until January to make sure that we have the support in every single county. You know what I liken this to, Barney, and I don't know if it's, you know, harsh or whatnot, but I liken it to a cancer. You know, if you were told that you have cancer right here, you have this big skin cancer, you wouldn't sit and look at it for the next 2.5 years or 2 years. You would do something about it. You would get it cut out. You would, you know, let it heal.
Exactly. And we are a grassroots group. We're ordinary working people, just like everybody else. However, we got together and we decided, hey, we have had enough. After this last legislative session, it was just appalling to see what was happening. So we put together and we organized our group, Recall Governor Sisolak, and we are pressing forward with it. This is not a fly-by-night organization. We are organized, and we are definitely in the process of recalling this governor.
Well, and that's the thing, Barney. It is a process, and as you make people more aware of it, but there's still more work to be done, and we still need more volunteers. There's going to be more rallies. You're in charge of a rally that's coming up in September.
Yes, Minden. And it's going to be held at Minden Park on 6th Street. And we hope that we can get the public out to that and hear what we have to say. It's an important rally for Douglas County. And we're going to have Monica Jay there speaking. And also our president, Angela Blass, myself, and there will be other speakers.
And hopefully a firearm to raffle off and a few other things, because that's how we're making our money, to make sure that this happens, because we need to get the cancer out of Nevada. It's September 15th. I hope I see you there. 12 o'clock, right?
12 o'clock noon.
All right. Make sure I put that in my calendar for a little bit earlier. All right, Barney, that's the thing that, you know, is unfortunate. We keep talking about the legislative process and what happened, you know, a few months ago and how it wrapped up. But they're still working. They're still doing things. And the legislature is still open for business.
Oh, yes. In fact, on the 3rd at 8:30 in the morning, they are going to have a session on the new what I would like to call the mileage tax on your vehicle,
the odometer readings.
Yes, it's quoted as saying survey. The legislature is asking the DMV to do a survey on mileage on every vehicle in Nevada. And I don't know about you, but I've never seen the legislature do a survey where it has not resulted in a tax or something that is not beneficial for the public. So
exactly.
Anybody that out there that can make it, please attend the session at the legislature.
Okay, now, do they have that, any information on that, about the meeting on the 3rd on the legislative website, the leg.nv.us.gov?
I haven't been able to find it on there, but...
Don't you love it when they do that?
Yes, I also contacted one of our assemblymen, and he looked on the agenda, and it wasn't on there. However, there is a document that came out on Channel 4 News and in the paper that stated that on the 3rd at 8:30 in the morning, they would be having a discussion about AB 483.
AB 483. All right. Is the public welcome to that discussion?
As far as I know, it's open to the public. I'm going to be there. And
imagine that. It's open to the public, Barney, but they don't publicize it for the public to actually show up.
Right.
Except through something that they're probably going to miss.
Right. Exactly. And then we'll find out later what the outcome of the discussion is.
Unbelievable. This is the way they work. Barney, if you can find that for me, if you can find any written piece, make sure you shoot it to me and I'll get it all over Facebook and my sources. Thank you so much for finding this stuff out. Are you going to be there?
I am definitely going to be there.
Because we drive a lot, don't we?
Well,
we don't want to see this happen.
With our group right now, we are driving between Elko and Reno and Winnemucca and Ely and Las Vegas and throughout the 17 counties in Nevada. And this bill, if they apply this mileage tax, then this is going to devastate rural Nevada. The people that have to, like in Elko, that's a four-hour trip just to go to Costco. So
yeah, exactly. Just to go to the grocery store, it's
going to devastate them. So I hope that this legislature will wake up and use a little bit of common sense. I doubt it, but
not until we recall Sisolak, Barney. It ain't going to happen because they're even talking about a state income tax. So,
yes, they are. That is coming. It was posted in let me think here for a minute. Wall Street Journal, and it said that we do have an impending state tax. And from what I have found out here locally, it is being talked about, and not just haphazardly. It's really being considered, especially with the deficit that our governor is running up here in Nevada.
Yeah, but he's got those two new planes. So, Barney, I got to let you go. I got other people trying to get on the line, but thank you for following this stuff for me, and make sure you keep sending me everything you get. I greatly appreciate it. There goes Barney Wadley, and again, is still with, and so am I, Recall Sisolak. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Thank you for holding on the line for so long. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, no, I was enjoying that conversation, Monica. I fully support that.
I wasn't. I mean, state income tax and taxing
is
more for the mileage. But I get what you're saying, Bruce.
Well, I was calling you about the Washoe County education system, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity recently to talk with a young lady who informed me that her history class consists of watching CNN news bites.
Really?
Well, I happened to meet a family in one of our local restaurants. I was wearing a red hat that endorses a particular candidate, and they stopped to tell me how much they appreciated my hat. And we got to talking, and one thing led to another. We were talking about how messed up. They recently moved here from California, and were trying to escape some of the stuff that they saw there. And they come here and are experiencing some of the same things they tried to get away from. It was a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, I hope you warned them that this is, this is a big problem here. And make sure you help spread the word too about WCSD Rants and Raves on Facebook. It's a closed group, but you know, people are getting in there and they're being honest, and we're going to shed some light on what they keep hidden from the parents that they know full well is going on, and why we are so low in the rankings for our education system here, which they try to spin. But, you know, Bruce, I really appreciate you. I appreciate you not only calling in and telling us the story about the people that you met, but I appreciate you're out there wearing your MAGA hat. And now it's the CAG hat. Keep America great.
Well, she was especially delighted to find out that we have a little conservative group here in Sparks, the American Patriots Sparks Nevada group, which we really enjoyed your presence there.
Thank you so much. I had a great time speaking there, and I wish I could be at the next one because it sounds like it's going to be fantastic. Do you know the date of the next one? Isn't it September?
It'll be September 12th at the same location.
September 12th.
Spanish Springs Library.
Yes, definitely. We don't not go into the Sparks Library.
Library once, and it was for a different event.
yeah, we know that. So, Bruce, thank you so much for the call, and make sure you keep in touch and keep everybody following what we've got going on here. KKFT, we're going to get to Lee just after this, a quick break at KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Don't you dare go anywhere. We've got Corey Lewandowski. Very cool guy. Boy, is he being attacked by the left. He hasn't even said he was going to run for office, but the left is already attacking him. That's how afraid of him they are. So he'll be joining us in the next 20 minutes, 15 minutes or so. But right now on the line, talk about Northern Nevada Talks. It's Lee. Hi, Lee. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you, Monica?
I'm doing fabulous because I've got lots of great people calling in with good subjects.
Good. And you know what I'm going to talk about? AMAC.
I know exactly what you're going to talk about. You're going to talk about AMAC.
And AMAC, but more than that, I am going to be down at the legislative offices on Monday or Tuesday, and I want as many ACTION members to come down and voice their opinion or at least be there, because I am going to be speaking to them. I am going to take my 3 minutes, and I'm going to make known about the odometer request that they have, and how stupid do they think we are? And I'm going to say it just
you
like
know that,
that. I'm so
well, Lee. Here's how stupid that they think you are. They do it on a Tuesday after a major holiday, knowing that people aren't going to show up.
Well, I've sent out a letter. I don't know if you got the email. That my wife has sent out the newsletter that we're going to start putting out every month. I wrote a big article about it that I'm going to be down there, and it went to all the 75 people that have signed up with their emails, and they should be getting that email today or got it yesterday. And I don't care. It's so infuriating to me that they play us like yo-yos. And done with it. I'm so done with it. You know me, Monica, you know me. And you can hear my voice. I'm not playing games anymore with these idiots, because I'll probably be escorted out of the building, because I'm going to be straight up with them. And what irritates me is the individual that introduced this bill, AB 401, is a Republican. And I just one of these snowflakes, you know, the Rhino Republican. We need to get his
who introduced this bill, Lee?
Kramer, I think it was.
Okay.
I think it was Kramer, if I remember right. I was looking at the bill. I'm in my car right now. My wife is holding the phone.
All right. Well, I don't want any mess ups there. So please find Lee Elliott on Facebook. Go to his Facebook, become his friend so you can get in on this. But it is this Tuesday after our long holiday. That's just 4 days away. There you go. If you have something to say on the mileage tax, Lee, I got to let you go. I've got Craig waiting as well. So we will keep pushing that in the next hour and actually call back when you're not on the road. Craig, I've only got a minute. What would you like to talk about?
Well, he campaigned on not raising our taxes or introducing new ones. He's doing quite the contrary. And if they're going to tax us on the miles we drive every year, we already pay one of the highest gasoline taxes in Nevada here already. Are they going to abolish that and raise taxes in another area? I'm a little confused.
Craig, you really think that they'd take away any tax? That's not going to happen. They just keep them coming. Keep them coming. Craig, thank you so much for the phone call, and I hope you keep listening, and I hope if you have time, you can be down there at the legislature on Tuesday morning as well. We're going to take a quick Fox News break, and then we're going to be back with Corey Lewandowski on KKFT.